Hi, Walt.
Cutting to the information quickly, after several months of testing, both physical and blood work, been diagnosed starting with a preliminary of macrocytic anemia, which is, of course, you know, under too little RBC, red blood cells, and somewhat oversized cells themselves. Now it's to myelodysplastic syndrome, which I guess I interpret as that the bone marrow, and I had a bone marrow sample done, not making enough red blood cells to keep the body happy.
Yeah.
And so just checking in with you, because I know you're famous for bringing up solutions from the 40s and 50s that nobody ever heard of that still work. So I ask you to see what your thinking, suggestions, ideas might be in this behalf.
Okay.
I am incidentally a patient of Dr. Sherman, so you're hearing about it before he does.
Uh-oh. I hope Dr. Sherman doesn't get mad at me for this, sir.
That's okay. Okay. I don't think he has. Happy to talk to any of you.
And we're happy to speak with any of you, too. I'm just teasing.
Thanks,
okay, sir. Myelodysplastic syndrome, not making enough blood cells. Anybody ever tell you that there's research out there that shows that the natural element, lithium, stimulates stem cells in the bone marrow, and those stem cells can progress to form anything, any type of thing the bone marrow makes? They can turn into white cells or red cells. They can turn into those things. And a funny thing, I'm not going to tell you that there's research on it in myelodysplastic syndrome. No. Nobody has thought of doing research on it there, but the fact that lithium stimulates bone marrow stem cells, that's been researched. And so if we can get our stem cells stimulated, sometimes we might get some results. Now, lithium can be overdosed, and that's why when we have bipolar disease, which previously, as you know, was called manic depressive, when we have bipolar disease and we take those big pharmaceutical type, although it's all natural, lithium carbonate capsules, the doses are way high. 300 milligram capsule taken three times a day, or two of those taken three times a day, which amounts to, in one capsule, it amounts to, 65 milligrams of elemental lithium, and the rest is carbonate. So by the time you're done, you're up to nearly 200 milligrams if it's three times a day, and nearly 400 if you're taking two, three times a day. You can get in trouble with that. The most I recommend that people even try for themselves while working with a doctor skilled in natural medicine, who can tell them if it's hazardous or not, is what's available in natural food stores these days. It's available in 5, 10, and 20 milligram sizes over the counter in the store. And the reason it's so popular is there's research about all kinds of other good things that low-dose lithium does for us, including lithium helps us make new brain cells, which is why I like this stuff. But anyway, I'm going to shut up, sir, and I wondered if you'd heard about that or tried it.
I have two or three bottles of the product from the dispensary in my medicine cabinet, have taken lithium, I don't know, on a regular basis, but probably a couple times a week. You know, just taking, I think I'm not too sure these are 10 or 15 size, but I haven't taken it on a regularized basis. So I have it available if you have a suggestion as to what type of protocol to try there.
Well, remember, there's been no research on the subject of myelodysplastic syndrome and lithium,
sure.
But if you keep the dose to 20 milligrams a day or less, and if you do something that a doctor from the UK, who's no longer with us, was able to find worked, namely, you make sure that when you're using lithium, you use some fish oil. Why? Or you could use alternating fish oil and flax oil if you don't like the fish oil taste so much.
Got plenty of that as well.
Well, what he found, and what this doc found, was that if a person is becoming lithium toxic and they take a whole bunch of fish oil or flax oil, it'll just get rid of lithium toxicity. And I've had a chance to employ that with a couple of patients anyway, and sure enough, it works. But those were people who were so bipolar that if they went off their lithium, they literally tried to commit suicide or tried to buy the space needle, one or the other. And so
don't think I'm anywhere near that at all.
There you go. So anyway, sir, just make sure you got your fish oil and talk to John Sherman, he'll tell you that 20 milligrams of lithium a day is safer, and the reason I go to the upper end of what's available over the counter is simply to give myself the best chance that if this is going to work, and remember there's no studies on it, if it's going to work, that I've got enough in me, and I can damp down any chance of problems with those oils, sir.
About how much fish oil? How many, a couple hundred, 300 or 400 or more?
Well, stuff comes, if you got
fish oil?
No, sir. If it comes in capsules, it's usually 1,000 milligrams or so.
Oh, 1,000. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. And so I'd be.
Of those as well?
A couple, three would be good, yes.
Okay. Any time frame where it might showing up as a positive result? 4 weeks, 6 weeks, or
can't tell you because can't tell you because there's no research. But remember, we stimulate stem cells. It takes a little time for them to do their thing. So this is a pure guess. But I'd say if nothing's happened in about 3 months, it's not going to.
Okay. Yeah, I think they want me to come in for some other treatment as well. EPO, if you're familiar with that.
Sure am, sir. It's made by the kidneys, and it does stimulate that.
Try to stimulate to see if they can kick in. He said it might be genetic, might be just old age setting in, your body's wearing out, and the telomeres and the mitochondria aren't as good as they used to be, just slowing down. Because I used to give blood regularly. Every 2 months, I was I'm an O negative, so I was really popular.
Oh, there you go. I bet you were. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, sir. Well, and discuss this with Dr. Sherman, too.
Will do. I'll be chatting with him or Rama next week.
Okay. Thanks for calling.